time for today's No Sweat News. We're giving away free tickets for you to check out Korn and Breaking Benjamin headlining a big new a winter concert.
I love it. All right.
All right, Rad Radio. Today's No Sweat News brought to you by All American Chevy. Find new roads with All American Chevy, Route 35 Middletown at allamericanchevy.com. All right. By Dateline Major League Baseball. Now you've probably heard of the women who flashed their magumbas during Game 5 of the World Series Sunday evening.
Heard about it. I viewed it. I analyzed it like the Zapruder film, this thing. They were sitting right behind the catcher. How could I miss it?
Yeah, I was. That's one magic loogie. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Julia Rose, Lauren Sommer, and Kayla Loren. Now, the press release here says that there's three of them, but I only saw two.
Yeah, so there was only two on camera.
I feel like I'm being gypped out here.
Right. The third one was just a little out of frame, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not clear if any of the players saw them, but the cameras caught it all right.
They did.
And now
the players saw. The guys in the bullpen are probably laughing their asses off.
Now the three women have been banned from Major League ballparks.
No.
Yeah, the one chick got a letter from Major League Baseball yesterday saying that their shameless attempt to promote their website, which, by the way, is called Shag Mag.
Hold on.
Shag Mag. I like the name. Okay. It's pretty funny. Shag Mag. They are now no longer to go to any more baseball games.
They're banned for life?
For life.
Like Pete Rose.
That's it.
These two.
They've been Pete Rose.
As if they were gambling. They were caught betting on their own team. Time they were caught betting on their own boobies.
Free the nipple.
Free the nipple.
Come on, people. I mean, seriously, their nipples. Get over it.
Hey, that's not fair. I thought they added to the spice of the World Series.
Certainly did.
I wasn't complaining.
Up that goddamn game for me. That's right.
As a Yankees fan who didn't have a dog in the fight, I was more than excited. Wow.
And the one on the right is holy moly.
Lovely.
Now, Dateline North Carolina for story number two. Ronnie Foster. God bless you, my brother. Ronnie had been battling colon cancer, and while he was driving to his final chemotherapy treatment to finally be done with that crap,
all right,
he decided he needed to gas, so he stopped for gas, and he said, I'm going to buy a scratch-off. He hit for
$200,000. Oh, that's a great story.
What a great way to celebrate, right?
That's how you do it.
He claimed his prize last week. He ended up with $141,000. He says he has decent health insurance, but he's still racked up tons of bills, so he's going to pay off medical bills and put the rest in savings.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
There you go.
Well, good for you. You know what? You deserve it.
Oh, about that.
Uh-huh.
And now, get the pitchforks and the stakes and fires ready, because I'm not going to put up with this.
Oh, no.
A website called DreamEnglish.com that posts educational songs for children has come out with this train wreck of ABC.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U.
What?
V, W, X, Y, Z.
What? What the hell?
Why did they change?
Is that even correct?
They changed the melody.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Okay, we're good so far.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N.
No.
Absolutely
L-M-N-O-P.
Not.
L-M-N-O-P.
L-M-N-O-P.
Now, I slowed it down because, you know, they've got the twins and all. I've been singing this damn thing for the last 5 years. It's been a bit of a train wreck, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
But L-M-N-O-P. I slowed it down, but I did not change the damn whole
phrasing.
The consistency of the world is at stake here, people.
Who are these people? Who do they think they are? Bob Dylan? The changing the phrasing around? This is a well-known song. You don't need to do it.
And then you change the L-M-N-O-P part, and then the rest turns into a giant train wreck, too.
O-P-Q-R-S-T-U.
What?
V.
V?
V?
What's so special about V suddenly?
Feels like this whole thing was paid for by V. Like,
W
or V bribed these people.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
Why does V get such a showcase?
V?
V.
But it's just hanging
and
there.
And then it's like 3 seconds of nothing.
Unbelievable.
W. X. Y. Z.
And you wonder why the world is off the rails.
Uh-huh.
We're now changing the alphabet song, which probably has been in existence since the alphabet was created.
Quite frankly, the first time I heard it, I thought they had the alphabet wrong. I thought they had it in wrong order.
I thought they left out the letter N. N is a Nancy.
Unbelievable.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That phrase has been around forever.
That's today's No Sweat News Corner.
Now I'm mad.
You should be mad.
No, listen to me right now. I am boycotting the alphabet. I will not be writing anything for at least a year until they fix that song.
That's hard to do, but okay. Now I'm with you. DreamEnglish.com. You're in my sights today.
Boycotting the alphabet.
Getting the pitchforks right now. Damn it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.